on wing. I heard something about seals. Do you want me to look at something in particular?
Yes, yeah, Fox, if you don't mind, could you take a look at those wing-to-body seals underneath? I don't know if you have a can get a view of it, but my bet is we've kind of chewed them up. You may not be able to see it.
Okay, yeah, we'll get in there, and maybe Paul can get a picture or two.
Roger that. We'll be straight and level here.
Those are a little harder for me to get an eye on, but I'll do my best.
For planning purposes, once we complete the check by Chase, we will make a turn back to the east and climb up to the top of our block, or to the mid of our block. Roger. By the way, the rumble has ceased.
Yeah, your underwing seals look fine from here. We'll try to get a look at the top of the wing and then just let me know if you need to make a turn or something.
Yeah, I think we'd like to turn back to the east and kind of continue set up for continuing the conditions.
Okay, why don't you make a turn? We'll position ourselves in the turn so that we can get a look at the top of the wing.
Roger that. Yeah. Do that now. The FSB states or just switches out? TM, we should be in configuration for the direct mode. Turn direct mode. Have that rumble again. Tactile elements, not just audible.
Looks like your seals on the top left side have some rips in them, according to a picture we just took.
Roger. Okay, so we've been cleared for a left turn.
Copy. I'm on frequency with you.
Roger. Starting the left. Starting to climb to 300. Go ahead. We are currently at Mach 87. Holy cow. Wait a minute. So Laz is frozen. That's why you're seeing, we've got some sort of a malfunction with Laz. It's displayed Mach is like 914. We're sitting here at 87. So how we reset the Laz?
What is there?
Good point. It's not frozen. I see the altitude changing and there's a heartbeat, but for certain the Mach and airspeed are frozen.
I can get a better look at your gum, but it's definitely there.
Roger. Pointed out, the Mach is changing ever so slightly, so it isn't just locked on a particular value. It is changing ever so slightly. Well, we'll go down to, what, 8.5?
0-1, Chase. We got a picture of your cone. It appears to be intact. Paul's able to zoom in and get a look at it. We can't see any damage.
Roger that. Appreciate it.
Okay, I'm going to do a quick cabin walk. Current ship airspeed is 324, ship Mach 848, 749. The LAD Mach is and airspeed. Confirm we're cleared at this airspeed to 31 above 300. I'm just going to do a little experiment and climb gradually to see what that does to LAD. Again, TM for 001. Okay, I am level at 302, 30,200 barrel off a ship, and LADS is stable here. Is there anything that we can do, TM, to rectify this? Is this a block static issue as we climb, our Mach is increasing?
TM, I was off for a moment. I understand you're troubleshooting. You're using the production system.
Chase showing, I'm not quite matched up perfectly, but I'm showing 320 and 0.85 Mach.
I'm at altitude, just hoping to get a little bit more speed before we start downhill. Apparently that's it. So we're going to nose over for condition 538. Down, ready, mark. Left, ready, mark. Ready, mark. Like we lost the cone. Yep. Yeah. That, we're going to let Chase go ahead. We might just take a 360 here just to give ourselves some separation from him and let him get in. And what speeds are we clear to? Right now, do we write ourselves up for a toll receipt? You guys ready for an APU start? And here we go. And we show the APU started. We're hacking the clock. I don't think we need to slow down for that. Just to see if instrumentation has an idea of how much hose we want to leave out. 01, estimating that we probably lost that cone somewhere around the 350 at 40 off of Euphrata.
Copy, following 3 Foxtrot.
Firm, and we'll start working that now.
Cone's at 16 feet, that'll have to do.
And we show 4 minutes after the relight on the APU.
Satellite 001, be underground 20 minutes. Yep.
TM, confirm from the TM monitor that the approach toll checks are complete. Roger, thanks, point 001. Zero. Just basically over Kitsap turning into final, so we should be on the ground in about 5 or 6 minutes. Zero 01, copy, thanks for the help. Zero 01, just confirm with the toll monitor that the landing toll checks are complete.
Boeing Everett, Boeing 003, we are airborne at Airworthy.
Boeing Airworthy, have a good flight.
Seattle, Boeing 003.
Good afternoon, 003, Boeing Seattle, go ahead.
Yes, sir, we're inbound, should be on the deck in about 20 minutes.
Roger, thank you very much.
And we're going to need to do a high-speed taxi check afterwards, so I think they're going to put us down the other end of the runway, and we'll be holding there for about 10 minutes before we can do the taxi before we come in the gate.
Okay, roger. And your parking stall will be Bravo 2.
Copy all, thanks.